Hello and welcome to Corn Talk. On the phone with me today is U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri, and we're going to be talking a little bit about some legislation and some activities going on in Washington, D.C. that are important to Missouri corn growers. Of course, first of all, we've got disasters, too much rain and not enough rain in this country, and there's some things going on in Washington and some legislation being proposed to help farmers in both these disaster areas with that situation. Could you tell us about that, Senator?
Well, yes, of course, everybody's aware of the terrible disasters in the southern part of the country, Louisiana and Mississippi, as a result of Hurricane Katrina. That's also, of course, affected the agricultural producers in the area, and then we had the drought conditions in July that have had a very negative effect, particularly on our corn and on our livestock. Yields statewide are off, I guess, by about a third is what the University of Missouri is predicting. And, of course, there are a number of places in Missouri where it's much, much worse than that.
I understand that you and Senator Durbin are looking for some legislation to provide some assistance to agricultural producers who are trying to deal with these natural disasters.
Yes, that's right. Senator Durbin and I thought that it was just part of the nation's response to these disasters to assist our agricultural producers, as we have in the past. And as a matter of fact, drought losses can be some of the biggest natural disasters that we've ever faced. In fact, the biggest in Missouri, the biggest commercial loss as a result of a natural disaster was the drought in the late 80s. So we think it's appropriate to provide some relief, and we've sponsored legislation to do that. And we think there's a pretty good chance to attach that to the disaster relief bills as they move through the Congress.
Well, I know that we've got a lot of money at this point being allocated for the disaster relief. Senator, how do you think we're going to be able to pay for all of this?
Well, this is the kind of thing that, at least in the first instance, you use the credit of the government for. I mean, I was a very strong supporter of the balanced budget amendment, for example, and that had an exception for wars and national emergencies or natural disasters. So in the first instance, we'll just finance it, although I think that probably some of it will be offset from other parts of the budget. And then what you do is you sustain the economic growth that produces the revenue that the nation depends on. I'm a big believer that the best way to deal with the deficit is to grow the economy. And the renewable fuel standard, for example, in the energy bill is all about that.
Well, speaking of that, and we're seeing energy prices or gasoline prices go through the roof, but in the energy bill, we had a new RFS standard. What are we doing at this point to get that implemented?
We want to make certain that the EPA implements it as quickly as possible. I've sent a letter to the administrator of the EPA, again, along with several other senators, saying, look, you've got to get off the dime and implement this because renewable fuels are a good idea anytime, but with oil prices as high as they are now, the faster we can get renewable fuels in circulation, the more relief we can provide people. E85 is selling in places in Missouri for up to $1 a gallon less than unleaded fuel is selling. At least it was the last time I checked. And that's consistent with what we know it costs to produce and sell ethanol. So this is a point, and everybody in Congress is now actually beginning to realize it, that renewable fuels are a real hedge against higher oil prices and a way of reducing our dependence on foreign oil.
Any idea how long it might take to get the RFS standard implemented?
We anticipated the dangers of bureaucratic delay, and so the statute provides that if they don't have regulations to the contrary, the standard will go into effect in January at 2.78% of the nation's fuel supply. So in other words, we'll implement it statutorily if they don't do anything, but it would be better if we had the regulations. I think we'd probably update the standard better, but we have a fallback in the statute. So this is going into effect whether the EPA does anything or not.
All right, Senator, is there any other information or messages you would like to provide for our Missouri corn growers about what's going on in Washington?
Well, just to say that the corn growers in Missouri and nationally took the lead in the renewable fuel standard, and this is an example of involvement and participation by our producers really working. I want to congratulate everybody who was involved in it. It's a great thing for the country and a great thing for our corn growers.
Thank you very much, Senator Jim Talent. Thank you for the work you're doing in Washington, D.C. on behalf of our Missouri corn growers. For Corn Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.